3 o'clock growl.
Come on, John.
I never 3 o'clock growl.
Oh, never?
No. I'm not supposed to even 1 o'clock growl.
Why not?
Because it's bad for your voice. But I always do it.
Yeah, it's off season. You got
tradition.
Yeah, tradition.
Hey, you know
really lean into the 1 o'clock growl.
Yeah. You know what tonight is?
What?
Field of Dreams game.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that?
I did know that. I saw that in your rundown. I did read it.
So, Something or Nothing in your world. Will you watch it?
Oh, I'll watch. I'll go in and out. I mean, the truth is I have a two-month-old baby, so it kind of depends on where he is during that. But I will have it on in the background. At least, because it's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, I thought it was really great last year.
So cool.
Here's something weird, though.
Who's playing this year? Is it the White
Reds Sox? And the Cubs.
Oh, cool. Okay, Midwest. Teams.
Yeah, Joey Votto is like super into it. Yeah. So
they're both terrible.
Yeah, but here's what's weird. I don't know how they screwed this up. The people that run the Field of Dreams in Iowa, Frank Thomas is one of the investors.
Okay.
They've already canceled the game for next year because they say the field will be under construction.
Dude.
Haven't these people ever heard of Extreme Home Makeover? We can't in a year get whatever they need done, finished. They're going to end what is lightning in a bottle 2 years in a row. And it just doesn't that seem dumb?
Yeah. Well, it's also when you need to get something done. Okay, so I always have a phrase about deadlines.
Yeah.
People say, how long does it take you to write a story? I said, how long do you have? Like, the truth is, I can get it done in 30 minutes, or I can get it done in 3 hours, or I can get it done in 3 days. It's just a matter of how long you have. If you're a professional writer, you can get done any story. Now, it'll be different lengths, different quality, different everything, but you need to be able to get it done. And my favorite story about a deadline meeting project, John, is from my friends at Stanford. When they wanted to redo the stadium, they got all the donations. They hit up all the alumni and donated to redo the football stadium, partially because it was always too big. We could never fill it. that's the truth. It was, 90,000 seats, and there's only like 9,000 students at Stanford. So it was hard to fill all the time. And we didn't need that big of a stadium. So they shrunk it down and they made it really nice and modern. They hired two crews, one to work nights, one to work days. They went 24/7. They got it done in the summer. That's how you do that.
Yeah. I don't understand what the...
You don't even have to pay overtime. You just hire two crews.
Yeah. Okay. So the NBA...
Get her done.
The NBA released today the news that they are going to retire Bill Russell's number 6 across the league. Okay? In other words, no play... If you're wearing number 6 now, like LeBron, you're grandfathered in. You can keep number 6 moving forward if you want to. But it will no longer be issued, Ramona, to anybody... moving forward, to honor the life and the legacy of Bill Russell. Bill Russell won 11 titles. He did a lot for social justice. The NBA Finals MVP is named after Bill Russell. In general, what do you think of the move?
I think it's a great move. If there's one guy that I think deserves that kind of an honor, it would be Bill Russell. Not just like for all the reasons you outlined. And there's also, I would have liked to see them do it while he's still alive.
Right.
I always think it's better to do that when somebody's still alive.
The hockey did it for Gretzky, and he's still alive.
Yeah, I mean,
so the numbers that are retired are Gretzky, Jackie Robinson,
42,
and now Bill Russell.
Yeah,
and
but I see your point, which is
I haven't made it to you off the air. My question would be: okay, Bill Russell deserves it. I would never be one to, I think it's a terrible look if you would vote down or speak out against this idea. I think it's a great idea. But now, you're going to do it for Kareem? You're going to do it for LeBron? You're going to do it for Jordan? When I brought this up earlier, Andy Kamenetsky said, yep, do it for all of them.
No, he can't.
But if you do it for all of them, it waters down the gesture, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, Kareem would be another guy that you could consider in this category. But I think it's, Jackie Robinson's pretty obvious, right? Broke the color barrier in baseball. There was only one. And he, it's Jackie Robinson. Bill Russell, he's close. He doesn't have this official broke the color barrier, right? He doesn't have that on his resume. But I think there was such a, are you going to do it for Magic too, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who mean a lot to the game. But I think people are okay drawing the line there. I think it'll be okay. It also puts a little pressure on people who currently wear that number to not wear it.
Yeah, I was about to say, what would you do if you currently wore number 6?
Yeah, like
6?
LeBron wears number 6, went from 23 to 6.
Right. He can go back 23.
He can go back. Well, no, there's a reason he switched. Why'd he switch?
I think he switched because he wanted to leave it for AD, and then AD said, well, I want a title wearing number three, so I'll stick with number three.
Right.
But 23 is still available.
Yeah, he can go back to 23. Yeah, he should do that. They'll sell a lot more jerseys, but it'll probably take a year to do it because it's too late in the year. You have to, like, have the whole application process.
Right.
I mean, you could also make the argument you should retire 24 for Kobe. He was that important to the league. But, you know, Bill Russell, maybe it's because he played in a totally different era and he has the most titles of anyone ever.
Right.
And he meant so much to civil rights. Like, that makes sense. There's a big groundswell of I mean, I think Magic was the one who tweeted that idea, and then LeBron got involved. And
well, like I said, if they called you and said, like, I don't want to put words in Jeannie Buss's mouth, but I know she has, because I've talked to her about it, the utmost respect for Bill Russell. I mean, the Lakers-Celtics rivalry is real.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Bill Russell, Jeannie would do anything for that guy.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure the Lakers were, I mean, there's going to be a shamrock with a six on every court in the league this year, including ours.
Yeah.
So that's how much they thought of Bill Russell. Bill Russell embraced Kobe. He embraced LeBron. He's very popular with current players, even though he's now passed away. But so it's a great gesture. Again, if I was given a vote, I would have said, yes, let's do it. I just wonder now about the precedent.
Yeah.
Do you know?
It's like when they do the statues out front of Staples Center or Crypto. Like, who gets a statue? Who doesn't get a statue? It gets, you know, when you get in that rarefied air, there's debates to be
made. Well, and I know there have been a lot of feelings hurt over
there
about, you know, who got theirs first? Why didn't so and so get one? You know, blah, 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 blah. And so now it's the stakes have been raised. If you're going to do this for Bill Russell, the ultimate honor, retire his number league wide. Then I think you have to come up with something to do to honor Kareem, something to do to honor LeBron, something to do probably to honor Magic.
But why? I mean, you were talking about it with baseball, Jackie Robinson. They've not had a problem with it. Only Jackie Robinson's number. There's more players in baseball than there is in the NBA. Mm-hmm. So why is it not a big deal in MLB, but it will be in the NBA?
I think, for example, If you put it to a vote, I think people would vote to retire Hank Aaron's 44.
Sure, but they have not done that. Or Roberto Clemente, 21. But they they don't, though.
Right. So you're comfortable drawing the line at Bill Russell and saying that he's more deserving of it than Michael Jordan?
It's not about whether you're more deserving or not. This is what was chosen. I think once you have that choice, you don't have to go do it for somebody else.
It's...
But Jackie Robinson is the only number that is retired. And maybe eventually they'll do 21, but for right now they're not. You don't have to do it in the NBA.
Yeah, I'll be anxious to see because there's been so many great NBA players. A lot of people think if you did a Mount Rushmore of NBA players, that Bill Russell isn't even a lock to be on it. Even though he did all those things and he won 11 titles, if you consider... I think Jordan's a lock to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Magic's there. You know, then Kareem or Russell? That's hard.
Yeah.
Kareem's the league's all-time leading scorer. So it becomes a thing. I'm supportive of it. I just wonder what you're going to do moving forward. I think that makes it harder. Hey, I wanted to sneak this in there. And reminder, Ramona has lie of the day. It's coming up in 20 minutes. If you think you know her lie, make sure you ring through at 3:30, and you'll get a chance to win tickets to an LAFC game and sit in Jacob and Ronnie's suite next Tuesday night. David Faraday, who's a really good golf announcer, has left NBC and joined the LIV Tour.
Ooh.
He was asked in an interview yesterday why he did it. And he said, I'm not going to lie, like a lot of these other golfers have done. I did it for the money. And he said, I did it because I think I have less of a chance at the LIV Tour of being canceled. He said, if you think about it, Charles Barkley is probably the only broadcaster that can say anything he wants. I think that lurking around every corner for every other broadcaster in sports is somebody looking to cancel you. Is Faraday right?
He's right about the idea that there's always a danger of being canceled, but I don't think joining the Live Tour exonerates him from that. If he goes out and says something racist or something, he'll still get canceled. You're just a no offense, but you're just a broadcaster.
Right. But, I mean, he got kicked. Was it him or Gary McCord? I think it was Gary McCord that got kicked off of the Masters telecast because he said, boy, these greens are bikini waxed. He goes, you put the ball a little bit and they just roll forever. And the Masters people didn't like him saying bikini wax, and he got canceled. I think that's what Faraday, every time Faraday would say something like that, even the remotely risque, then he would hear about it. It's interesting that, and I think there are people looking to cancel everybody.
Everybody, all the time.
I think it's a real thing. So it'll be interesting.
I do too, and I keep waiting for the correction.
Yeah,
right?
For it to go back the other way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do think there's something to be said for, you know, being sensitive to how your words impact others and all that, but we've kind of just swung too far. Like, it's too much now, and it makes people not say anything and just get nervous to the point where, when you're always saying things behind closed doors, that's not better, right? If you're not actually saying things out in the open, that's not necessarily better. Part of why we like sports is that we are able to talk about hard things.
Right. And again, there's people out there just looking to, you know, to cancel anybody and everything. All right. Reminder, coming up, Lie of the Day at the Bottom of the Hour, then Game of Games. It is, Bergman, it's your game today, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's coming up at about 3:40. Aaron Donald said something about Josh Allen that's interesting, and I'll share it with you next. Mason in Ireland, ESPN LA. All right, Mason in Ireland, Momo's here. She's going to do Lie of the Day here in about 15 minutes. So you know that the Bills and the Rams, Momo, open the season against each other.
Yeah.
And it's one of the highlights of the early season. And Aaron Donald's considered to be the best offensive player in the league. And he was asked about what he expects playing against Josh Allen. He says he's a big guy. He's a tough guy. He's athletic. In my opinion, he's a futuristic Big Ben Roethlisberger. A little bit more athletic, can move a little bit better. But he's a guy that's not going to go down easy, so you got to come up with your big boy pads when you try and wrap him up. Buffalo right now, Momo, Buffalo is a 2-point favorite. If you had to bet that game, Thursday night opener at SoFi, Bills at the Rams, you have to bet the entire Momo fortune on one team. Who are you taking?
Rams.
Why?
I just think that they're good at SoFi. It's the first, like, I think they'll be ready. And I know the Bills are a really good team, but it's at SoFi. So it's like the home team.
Yeah, I would lean Rams, too, just because I wouldn't bet against Matthew Stafford and Aaron Donald in that setting. But you know Buffalo has got to be itching to get back on the field after the way their season ended. Their season ended in Kansas City in that amazing game, and you know
they have more to prove. But I think the Rams will be ready. I think they have the right mentality. I know they're kind of coasting through the preseason like everybody, but that's their home field. They're not going to lose in their opening night at their home field.
Well, they could. Yeah. I mean, the Lakers lost on ring night a bunch of times. You know, just because there's
emotional.
And there's a whole bunch of other stuff, and the other team is just sitting there stewing, trying to wait and see, you know, what's going on. On a similar topic, did you see that Trayvon Diggs of the Cowboys has been having a tough camp? He hasn't been, you know, last year he intercepted everything, and this year he's been getting burned a lot. He has logged off of social media because he says it's too toxic. Now, I've told this story before. I used to play a pretty good practical joke on you.
Yes.
Back before we had our own computers in here, you and I would sit in the same space, and you would leave your tweet deck open, and then I would go send out tweets as you.
Oh, yeah. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And you would eventually figure out. And it was mostly
harmless
stuff.
Yeah.
I basically would start with something like, I haven't thanked Mason and Ireland enough lately for teaching me everything I know. Yeah. Without them, I wouldn't have a career.
Yeah.
And then later I said, you know, going to Cal was the greatest decision of my life. And then that's when you would get mad and go change your password, blah, blah. But I remember when I did that, I looked at your mentions. And I have so much respect for you because and just not you, but any woman
in
sports
in
media.
Yeah.
just get absolutely crushed for if you like they don't like your blouse, if they don't like your hair, if they don't
fat,
like
you're too right. ugly, you're too whatever.
So here's my question. When you at some point you're going to leave sports media.
Right.
And you're going to be a mom and you're going to be producing award-winning TV series like The Sterling Affairs and you know you're going to move on to a phase 2. So am I. I'm older than you, so I'm closer to it than you. When we go,
you're joining the Live Tour, right?
Yeah. When if they want to pay me, I'm sign me up. When we go, you think we delete Twitter or keep it?
I will delete Twitter, but I would probably keep either Instagram or Facebook. One of those.
See, I don't use Instagram or Facebook.
I do Facebook more. Facebook and Instagram feel more personal to me.
Yeah, that's where Twitter you put the other day. I was flipping through Facebook and I saw a cute picture of Daniel.
Yeah.
You know. And I like seeing Daniel with Jacob, and, you know, I get to kind of follow your life from afar.
Yeah.
But you will get off Twitter, because I think I will,
too. I think
so. Mason, he thinks that's unfathomable to him.
Yeah.
He's like, what? No, it's my brand. I have to put stuff out there in the world. I could care less.
Yeah.
I think that this guy, Trayvon Diggs, is 100% right.
Yeah.
It's toxic. And if I was a football player or an NBA player, I would get off it once the season. You remember Kobe and LeBron used to go dark at the start of the playoffs?
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Don't check. Don't post.
Bergman, after you have this job, will you still be on Twitter?
Nope. It's gone. Gone for good.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Unless I want to put some
civilian life
tweets out there.
Corporate Greg.
What?
It's like going back to civilian life, Corporate
Greg.
It's
great. I would love it.
Well, you've heard of my project, my Bergman project, right? I'm looking for an heiress.
Yeah.
A woman with lots
of
money.
Yeah, that's right. Corporate Greg, like Succession. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, I do want him to be just like Cousin Greg on Succession, who's only interested in women with means. And now, here's my argument.
I'll join your crew. I'll join this, okay?
Greg was married for love the first time.
Yep.
He got divorced. Riley came out of that, so his daughter, so that was a good thing. But he married for love the first time. I said, it's just as easy to marry rich as it is to marry poor.
Yeah.
You need an heiress. There needs to be another Hilton sister so Greg can marry her. Do you accept my premise, or am I being shallow?
I accept your premise. I get it. As long as both people have their eyes wide open.
Right.
Hey, are you watching The Real Housewives of Dubai?
Oh, that blonde woman from England is my new favorite housewife.
I love her. Me too, Caroline Stanbury.
Yeah, and she's
married to
like a
27-year-old
soccer player. Who is that she's married to? Do you know that guy? She's married to
was a legit soccer player too.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Carvalho, right?
What are you talking about?
This woman on The Real Housewives of Dubai.
What's his name again?
Is super hot. I'm looking it up.
So she's about 45-ish.
And he's 27. But she looks... Sergio
Carvalho.
Carvalho?
Carvalho.
Is he Italian?
I think he's Spanish.
Spanish.
No.
He played for a real team. Look him up.
Yeah. Okay.
He played and then retired, but he was like a real player on...
Wait, he's already retired?
Yeah, I think he's retired.
He's 27? No, he can't be retired.
All right.
He's retired.
Sergio was a professional soccer player.
Retired.
Doesn't say where he was. They have a 19-year age gap, and I'm very jealous of him. I find her, insanely attractive.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. And she's, she can pull that off, right? And
right.
Now, is this is not the norm. Usually it's the opposite way around. It's not that uncommon for there to be a 19-year age gap between husband and wife, but it's usually the husband is older, right?
Right.
She's a
especially if you go to Laker games.
Yes, could be more than 19 years. When you see her, though, she is a self-made woman. She's rich
46
on her own,
46. And hot.
Yes, really well put together, very successful. I would venture to say she's richer than him.
He played Jorge. He played for Real Madrid in 2013 and 2014.
Oh.
Then in 14 and 15, he played for a team in Spain called UB Conquense.
Okay.
But he's now out because she's loaded.
Yeah.
She's got all sorts
of money. Totally a kept man. It's great. It's like you don't normally see this on those shows or in life. And I think that's totally fine. And they do seem to have a bond. But, I mean, this is like I don't know that I would say she's the love of his life. Like, they have a lot of drama on the show because he wants to have a family and kids. And she's like, I already have two kids and I don't need to do all that again. And she's like, if we have kids, that's fine. I'll carry the baby, but the nanny's going to do all the work. Like, she's like, I've already done the baby thing. I mean, it's a really interesting dynamic on that show. And I think it's good to see in the public light like that. Like, both people have eyes wide open.
Yeah. I love her.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I got an answer from Lisa. She's in a rainstorm, so she says she can't talk. I said, you can keep Bravo or Hallmark, but not both. Which one do you keep? And she says, Hallmark. It's sappy, but at least it brings good thoughts for the most part. Bravo is more entertaining, but gets very dark.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so there it is. We're rated G.
I'm keeping Bravo. I can't live without Bravo. That's like my network.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those are my – that's one in 1A for me.
I
don't even know what I would do.
Okay, wait. Here's another one. Hallmark or sports?
Oh, I'd take sports.
Okay.
Of course you'd take sports. Right.
Yeah. Hallmark's great, but it's not sports.
Hey, should I take this offensively? Someone, this guy named YouTube said, Greg, Ireland is dumb. It's not easy for men to marry for money. Women with money rarely date down. Should I take that offensively?
No. I would argue that they're not dating down. You're bringing a lot to the party.
Hey, thank you. Nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah. Well, I'll retract it in about 20 minutes. Coming up next. Lie of the day. Fill up the phones, Greg. 877-710-3776. 877-710-ESPN. Momo at some point lied. Jorge, you think you got it?
I do, yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to get it.
I think I got it.
I did like four or five stories that could be lies of the day.
I got two different things.
Greg, you think you've got it?
I have two things.
I have one thing.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see if any of us got it and if any of you can get it. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Jacob and Ronnie suite at the LAFC game on Tuesday night. Mason's going, Jorge's going, Greg will be there, and you can be there if you can identify Momo's lie of the day. We'll do it next, ESPN LA. All right, it is time for lie of the day. All of us guessed during the break, and all of us were wrong.
I thought I was right.
Greg was.
Oh, no, Greg.
Greg
oh, yeah.
Right.
Bergman got it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Right. So, all right. We've got a ton of people that want to try this. So let's start with Martin. And so hold on, Greg. I should read what you guys win if you get this. Okay. It is Tuesday night. Let me find this so I get all this.
You're going to be at Jacob and Ronnie's suite at the LAFC game Tuesday night.
Right. So it's a pair of suite passes. They play DC United August 16th, Bank of California Stadium. Each person qualifies to win pregame sideline passes. And this is all sponsored by our buddy Jacob and Ronnie. So remember, call Jacob.com. He's here for you when you need a big win. After an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Martin in San Clemente, you're up first. Martin, what did Ramona lie about?
Man, Ramona, you didn't make it easy.
No, I didn't. This is a hard one.
I'm going to go with you suggested they retire your number.
That no, I wanted them to. Okay,
but that was true.
That was true.
Oh,
I did want
sorry,
them, and
Martin.
I did feel really
good guess.
Bad. I kind of was like, "Oh, they're just going to give it to somebody the next year."
Yep.
I said something to the coach.
The way the world.
I did. It was kind of sad. I was like, "I really am saying this out loud." Okay.
Here's
super ego.
Here's Eddie in Paramount. Hey, Eddie, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, John. Hey, Momo.
Hey,
Eddie. What did Ramona? Go ahead.
I believe the lie of the day is that Momo goes to the same bougie hair salon as Miley Cyrus.
That's totally true.
Oh, sorry,
I know.
Eddie.
It's the Sally Hirschberger Salon in West Hollywood. That's where I go. That's where I go.
It's
my fun night on the town.
Oscar in L.A. Oscar, what did Ramona lie about?
Hi, guys. Big fan.
Hey.
I think Momo didn't get shadowed to create a series about the industry.
That's actually true, too. I know. That's
okay.
A real thing.
So
no, the series never happened, though.
That's three guesses.
Yeah, three guesses.
So now you need to give a hint, or I can give a hint.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
How about you give the first hint, and then I'll give the second one.
It has to do, you know, you say person, place, or thing.
Okay.
It has to do with a thing.
Yeah.
It has to do with a thing. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll give another hint if somebody doesn't get this. We'll go to Langston in Upland. Langston, you're on ESPN LA. What did Ramona lie about?
This is kind of tricky because some of the things I was thinking already got guessed. I'm just going to go with her number wasn't number one.
Oh, no, it was number
one. Yeah, I could have told you that.
Yeah, definitely number one.
Okay.
Everywhere I played.
Here's another hint. It had to do with a segment we did about etiquette.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's all I'll say.
There you go, John.
It has to do with a segment we did about etiquette. Ricardo in Lawndale. Ricardo, you're on ESPN LA. What did Ramona lie about?
The toilet paper story.
Which part?
That you didn't donate it to the...
Yes!
Ding, 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 Ricardo.
Who donates toilet paper?
She did not buy an abundance of one-ply toilet paper. She did not donate toilet paper.
No, I actually did buy the one-ply toilet paper, and there is some left over in my garage, but I did not donate it.
All right, way to go,
said,
Ricardo.
We got to use this at some point. That's really ridiculous.
You got it. I'm going to put you on hold, and Bergman will pick you up. And get details. That was good. You did a good job of telling several other stories.
I thought for sure people would think it was the Miley Cyrus one. But that really did happen.
Yeah, I thought it was you played in a softball game and your friend walked up to you and goes, we're going to win tonight because the other team's got a bunch of outfielders wearing jeans.
Jeans in the outfield. I'll never forget John saying that.
All right, so, Greg, the Dodgers are off again today, right?
Correct.
Okay, so, Momo, the Dodgers have now won 32 of 37 games.
Yeah, they're so good.
They are 9-0 in August. They have a day off today, and then they're in Kansas City this weekend.
Yeah. Well, they just got done playing the Twins, who
right.
Stand.
Well, Kansas City's not good either, but they've struggled.
Yeah.
I still think the Mets can give them a series because of the Mets pitching. Most everybody that works around here think the Dodgers are a mortal lock to win the World Series. How confident are you in the Dodgers?
You know what? I'm never confident in anything baseball related.
Right.
Because baseball is a hard game. There's my hot take for the day.
Yeah.
But it's such a streaky thing. Like, who would have thought the Nationals would have won that year? I mean, the Dodgers were a better team than the Nationals. They just got hot at the right time. And I think the Padres could get hot. I think the Mets could get hot. I think the Yankees are going to be there. The Astros could still be there. There's a bunch of teams that, if they get hot and they play well at the right time, can beat the Dodgers.
I think, you know, the Yankees lost again yesterday. I think that they peaked and that I think the team coming out of the American League is the Astros.
Yeah.
I don't have any confidence in the Yankees anymore. I mean, they could turn it around, but I think they're 9-17 over their, you know, last 26 games. I mean, they're not good. And
they need some more pitching.
The Mets are the team that scares me because of DeGrom and Scherzer.
Yeah.
I think that if you get them into a series, a 5 or 7-game series, look out.
Yeah, and they have Chris Bassett, and they've got a good pen. Their closer is probably the best closer in all of baseball, Diaz, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really good team. I just think in baseball, the Dodgers have the best chance because they have the deepest team, not because they have the most stars. But it's about putting it together at the right time. Like, I thought the Dodgers last year should have won, but they wasted too much energy and expended too much energy trying to chase down the Giants.
Right.
They just ran out of steam at the end.
Somebody asked me this question today, and I'm not sure how to answer it, so I'm going to just throw it at you. Why haven't the Dodgers signed Trey Turner long term?
I think that's a question for Trey Turner. Okay, so it seemed to me
Scott Boras is his agent, and Scott likes to take people to the market,
that's
and he's
right.
a free agent at the end of this year.
That's right.
But if you're the Dodgers, he's been so good. Why not just make him the proverbial offer he can't refuse?
So I don't know that there is one now because, I mean, Scott Boras has Juan Soto, who has dreams of $500 million floating through his head. Trey Turner, I don't know. I don't want to say this in a sourced way, but I feel like I heard this, but he's from the East Coast. He likes spring training in Florida. He's like from that side of the country. Maybe there's a wants to be on that, wants to play back on the other side of the country. But I think it's probably a money thing and it's a Boras negotiating issue. I mean, you know, I thought when they let Corey Seager go, that was a sign that they were comfortable rolling with Trey Turner. And also, They have some options. I mean, they have Gavin Lux still, and they have the guy they just call it Vargas, right? What was it? Miguel Vargas.
Miguel. Yeah.
Yeah, and they called him up. He's supposed to be a big hot prospect that eventually will be the cornerstone at third base. You could theoretically move Turner to first, maybe, at some point.
No, Freddie's there.
Yeah, Freddie's
for
at first.
The next six
so what
years.
Happens to JT? He's under contract for what,
JT
one more
stays
year?
As either a DH or third base whenever he can sometimes.
I mean, they have, like, Lux can go play shortstop. Like,
Lux will go play shortstop if he leaves.
If Trey leaves. I mean, they have options coming up through the farm system, and so they don't
But none of the
be,
options are as good as Trey Turner.
And he's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Greg, did you hear that, too, that there's an East Coast thing?
Yeah, he's from the East Coast. He likes it over on the East Coast. He wants to go back, apparently. But also, the Dodgers didn't want to negotiate with him until the season. And Trey does not negotiate in season. Too focused. So there, it was always just leading towards the offseason when he can leave. Hopefully, I mean, I don't see why you would. If you're Trey Turner, even if you like the East Coast, look at what team you're on. Look what you're doing.
Yeah, I would have said the same thing about Corey Seager.
Well, no, Corey won a World Series, and he was going for money. They weren't going to give him that type of money.
Well, I think so is Turner.
Well, Turner, they're going to give him that money, you would assume.
You think they pay
He's
Trey
one of the best
Turner
players in baseball, period.
Seager?
Yes, absolutely. I think he's better offensively and defensively. He's a better player. Trey Turner is just a better player all around, and I love Corey Seager.
Yeah, it'll be
he's
very
got power,
interesting.
He's got speed. He's got defensive abilities.
I'll knock on wood
as
I say
well.
This, but yeah, he's the best slider I've ever seen. I think Corey also was hurt more than Trey had. He's not as durable, and so investing
you know,
that money in
okay,
Corey.
Okay, so the Dodgers, I think.
How are the Rangers doing, by the way? How's that working out for old Corey?
Yeah, well, it's not going so well from over there, but he's just, hit like 25 home runs.
Yeah,
he's
yeah, yeah. Have fun hitting 25 home runs.
In a very small ballpark, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand that about baseball. Like, I'm just somebody who, like, once you've had a taste of winning, you do whatever you got to do to stay there. And in that situation, I would never do that. I would take less to stay.
So, the Dodgers have played 110 games. Do I have that right? They're 77-33.
Yeah, that's right. Good math.
You know that.
7-3 and 7-3.
I'm pretty sure, Greg.
Hey!
Look this up, but I'm pretty sure. Trey Turner and Freddie Freeman have played every game.
They have played every single game, and Freddie even said, "I'm going to keep playing until we clinch."
Wow!
They're going to play every single game,
which is another reason why you mentioned Corey Seager and how often he was out. I mean, Trey Turner's just money.
Yeah, we have to knock on wood as we say that.
Yeah, you know, some people pay attention to run differential.
Yeah,
they talk to people that know baseball. They say it's like the biggest thing going. So if you look at the division leaders, like in the American League, Cleveland Guardians have a run differential of plus 13. The Astros are really good. They have a run differential of 128. Mets, 127. Dodgers, 236. Woo! They've scored 236 more runs than they've given up. They're just a juggernaut.
I feel bad because I always have the Dodger game on. It's always on in the background. But there haven't been that many great games. Like, there's just been, like, the other night I was watching the Twins game. It's like, 6-1. It's like kind of hard to suck me in when it's like every game they just win easily.
And if they get their starting pitching back, I think that they've got a great chance to repeat. All right, coming up next, Game of Games. It's Bergman's game. Ramona's going to play. I'll play. Anybody from the afternoon show playing?
The Boat.
Kaplan's going to play. All right, we'll do that next. ESPN LA.
Big ol' sucking sound.
Mason's out of here today, as usual. He'll be out tomorrow, too. But we do have Game of Games. Should we track down Cap?
Yep.
Hey, Cap, what's up, man? How you doing?
Nice.
Okay. Bergman's game today. Greg, what do we got?
We are playing a game called Who She Dated.
Okay. Oh, if I don't win this, I suck.
You, hi, Momo.
You absolutely better win this game, John. Okay. I'm actually doing this.
Is that Sedano?
No, it's Kaplan.
Oh, Cap.
It's
hey, Kaplan.
He says, Love Boat.
So, all right, here we go.
Kim Kardashian has dated a few people in her lifetime.
Yeah.
I'm going to start describing this person, and you have to name them.
Okay.
Your name is your buzzer.
Okay.
I don't need to do it that way. All right, so can you keep track for me, please, John?
Yep, got it.
Number one. She only went on one date with this person in 2006. The boy band star refused to go on another date.
Cap. Justin Timberlake.
Incorrect. Mm. The boy band star refused to go on another date after paparazzi showed up and and he felt she was using him for fame. Momo.
Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey is the right answer.
Oh, Momo. Good
wow.
one.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice
and then he
job.
Ended up marrying Jessica Simpson, which is like, what?
No, this is after Jessica.
After Jessica. Okay.
Yes. All right, number two. Kim dated this person starting in 2005, and you could say he is responsible.
Momo
was first.
Ray J
is correct. Yeah! That's two for Momo.
Yeah!
I thought my knowledge of Kim would stand up against anyone's, but I may have met my match.
I'm gonna win.
You might have to just start guessing names randomly here.
I might have to go earlier.
All right, number three. I didn't actually know about this one until I read it, but he is one of the most famous athletes in the world. In 2010, Kim went abroad.
Ireland.
That was Jorge.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo is the correct answer.
I knew that one.
Wow. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, they apparently didn't speak and just started making out.
That's it. Yeah.
That was
they just walked into a club and they just started making out.
Right, the international language of love.
Like six kids.
Yeah.
Love
boat.
All right, so number four. This guy is one that Kim married. And
Momo. Chris Humphries.
Incorrect.
Ah. Cap.
I had to go early.
Kanye.
Incorrect.
Dang.
Wow, you guys are going crazy.
Well, we wanted to try and, you know.
Yeah, no, I
got
you.
Early.
I got you. All right, and was before her reality TV days. In 2004, she eloped and married at the age of 19 to this record producer.
His name is Damon. That's all I know.
Well, you have to say your name.
Yeah, I don't know the last
name. Say your name first.
Your name.
Oh, Ireland.
Ireland.
Damon.
Damon is right. It's Damon. Damon Thomas is the guy's name.
I did not
Damon
know that.
Thomas.
Okay.
Yeah, so Ramona's got two. Jorge's got one. I've got one. You alive out there, Cap?
Yeah, did you say David Thomas?
Damon Thomas.
Oh, Damon Thomas, because David Thomas, I thought there was the guy who owned Wendy's. Go ahead.
Yeah, she did not date the guy who owned Wendy's.
Apparently,
she has dated everyone else. Yeah. Okay. How many of these are there?
There's eight of them.
Okay.
Kanye.
We haven't even started the question yet.
Oh, okay.
And you got to say your name first.
Oh,
all right, number five. This was her very first boyfriend from 1995 to 1999.
And
Cap.
Reggie Bush.
Incorrect.
Gosh.
And had a very famous uncle.
Ireland. Very famous uncle. I was going to say Ray J.
That's incorrect. We already had
Ray J.
Okay, very famous uncle. So listen to the whole thing until you're ready. She spent her first night alone with this guy after an open discussion with her mother. Michael Jackson's nephew is still very close with her and the family to this day.
Mm. Oh, I got this now.
Two, one.
I don't know it.
Do you actually have it, Kat?
No.
I think it Macaulay Culkin?
No. It's T.J. Jackson was the guy's name.
That I love that he just said Macaulay Culkin.
I thought that was Michael Jackson's nephew. Was that Michael Jackson's nephew?
Oh, that's awesome. All right,
I'm out here,
left?
John.
There's three more. Three more.
After Ramona still has the lead, 2-1-1, and Cap scoreless. All right,
number six. Kim married this athlete after Momo was first.
Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries is the right answer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
Woo!
Cap, you're out. There are two left, and Jorge, we got to get them both, Momo wins it.
Let's go.
Let's have them go, man.
Number seven. Most people in LA know this former athlete. Momo was first.
Reggie Bush
is the right answer.
It's over.
All right, let's do the last one just for fun. This one was a surprise, too. They only went on a couple of dates in 1999 when this guy was a pretty big star. The Blossom star is known...
Momo.
Joey Lawrence. Joey Lawrence is the right answer. Momo ran right through this. Do you want the tiebreaker or just kind of...
Yeah, sure.
Come on, this is fun.
Ramona kicked everyone's ass. Let's see if she can keep going.
You destroyed everyone, Momo. Nice job.
Okay, so the final score of this game, Ireland 1, Jorge 1, Cap 0.
Skunked.
Momo 5.
Okay.
This total domination.
Absolute domination.
This is not lie of the day. Okay. It's after lie of the day.
Yeah.
I actually own a Kim Kardashian towel that I bought at the Kardashian Chaos store in Las Vegas. That's a real thing.
Sweet.
I'm a little jealous of
Did
that.
Did you put it in your fanny pack?
No.
And
I will bring it in tomorrow.
Your Zubaz
pants? If you remind me, I will try to bring it in.
All right, what is the tiebreaker?
The tiebreaker is Kim is very wealthy for all of her endeavors. Mm-hmm. What is her net worth? Closest without going over. Ireland, you can go first.
$200 million.
$200 million. Momo.
$500 million.
$500 million. Jorge.
$300 million.
$300 million. That's a terrible guess.
it really
it's
is.
In the middle.
A million feet.
All right, Cap.
501 million.
501 million is the correct answer. 1.8 billion.
Whoa.
Damn.
She has more than Kylie.
1.8 billion.
Dude, she's twice
she LeBron.
Bergman, she's single.
Yes,
I
she
just
is.
Want to
Harris.
That out.
Although, Harris. After what I've heard about Pete Davidson, I don't know.
Yeah.
What have you heard about him?
Whatever. He's out.
What
you could
mean?
Be in.
You know
yeah,
what?
That'd be great.
Would
join.
You be in the show? Would you consent to being
for,
I don't
for
think
one,
they want me on the
for,
show.
Wait, for,
but yes,
Momo,
I would.
For 1.8 billion, I'll go naked on the show.
No, no, it's 900 million, John.
I'm not
900 million.
You're going to get married.
You're getting
you're
half.
Just going to probably have
I
like,
will
an
marry
appearance.
Her.
I'll get paid to be on it, so yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, that is I ridiculous. Yeah.
I would get ripped apart by social media. It'd be amazing.
No,
yeah,
dude, it'd be awesome. Incredible. But, but
why
the question
would, no,
really
they
is...
wouldn't rip you. They'd rip her.
No, no.
Well,
he,
yeah.
He
both ways.
Like, you would not
that's
be
a shot
Greg.
Too,
you'd
Ireland.
Be like the average
no, no.
Joe.
What I'm saying yeah. is why is Kim dating that radio
that
producer instead of
right.
me, you know,
right.
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what
yeah but then it'd be like the one of Hollywood's big guns.
Yeah, she only dates famous people. Greg needs to do something to get famous.
I have 10,000 followers on Twitter.
Close enough.
Pretty good, man.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Cappy, what's going on there? Are you going to see Mason either today or tomorrow?
I anticipate seeing Mace. It's either going to be tonight or tomorrow, but he's down in Del Mar, which is known as South L.A., and Mace is down this way, so I'm going to check him out for sure.
Do the people in Del Mar like that description?
No, they don't, actually, but several years ago, there was a gentleman by the name of Carmen Policy. Does anybody remember
yes.
that?
Former
that
president of the 49ers.
Yes.
Right. And Carmen Policy was hired by the Chargers and the Raiders to try and put together a
yep.
stadium deal in Carson. And he came out with this line. He called it the mega market. He said, you know, L.A. is the midpoint. But, you know, you got Santa Barbara up here and you got the border down here. And L.A. is the center point of the mega market. That's what he called it.
Mm-hmm.
So once he termed it that, I adopted that. And therefore, San Diego, South L.A.
I love San Diego. Can't get enough of it. I wish they would do something about the traffic at the 5805 merge.
Agreed.
But other than that, great, great spot.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? What did I miss earlier today? Because, by the way, you guys were hilarious talking about fashion faux pas that perhaps
oh, yeah.
you've all been involved in. And I remember vividly the button-down Oxford kind of shirt with
yeah.
the T-shirt over it. What were we doing?
Yeah. Well, Cap, did you, like me, were you guilty of the double pop-up collar?
I was not, but I totally was picturing you as a college student.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then you said on the air, there are pictures of me back at UCLA with the double collar
The double pop-up collar, yeah.
I want to see the mullet picture.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find Mason and I both had mullets.
Oh, that's great. I had a mullet one time,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
I did.
I don't know where it is, but I will find it.
Yeah, I had one in 89.
Can I describe for you a haircut that a hairstyle I rocked in elementary school, and you tell me if you think it's kind of like a mullet.
Okay.
So I thought it was really cool to slick back one side of my hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like, so there are photos of me with like bangs in the front,
right?
Yeah.
On the right side, and then the part on my left side, I would like slick it back. It was so 80s. It was very 80s. Is that
were you a fan of the Flock of Seagulls?
I mean,
yeah. I mean,
what was I thinking?
That sounds like something that might have been in Adam Sandler's movie, The Wedding Singer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that
yeah.
is that
nice,
kind of like
nice
an elementary do. School version?
yeah, I think it. Fads are fads, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, like you also asked about a man bun. I embarrassingly
oh, yes.
have to admit that I at one time had a man bun.
Oh, I can see that.
Dude, I totally had it.
Not
and,
shocking.
There's a picture of me. This is a true story. There's a picture of me interviewing Tiger Woods.
Oh, no.
And it's 1997.
Oh.
And I look like I'm ready to go to a nightclub. And Tiger, it's a still photo, is looking at me like, what is your deal, dude?
Yeah.
You know? And I had this man bun. Not proud of it.
Were you at Torrey Pines or something?
Well, no, but,
no.
Well, you know, and some people still have them. Did you see the story we did today, Cap, about Kelly Olynyk wore a snapback backwards baseball hat to his own wedding?
I heard, like, a little piece of it because you guys got into the whole conversation about how guys can now wear suits with sneakers.
Yeah, I do that now.
Yeah, and so when I didn't know who you were talking about because I missed that part of it. So he what did he do?
Own wedding.
Yeah.
Married a very cute girl. Every picture, he's in a tux. He's wearing black leather sneakers that look good. And he's wearing a snapback, backwards baseball hat at his own wedding in every picture. I'm surprised she didn't object to that. But it looks like they're having a great time.
She probably thinks it's cool.
Yeah, and she seems so quite happy.
I tried to get Nevin to wear like a white suit or like a cream colored suit or something because we were getting married outdoors.
Yeah.
And I thought that would look cool because we got married at a place in Somes, which was called Rancho de las Flores, right? Mm-hmm. It was like a
very fancy.
It wasn't actually too bougie. It was like a flower farm.
Yeah.
And it was up in Somes, which is in Ventura County, really pretty. But I was like, you don't really need to go with the formal black tux. And Nev was actually into the formal part because it was like a formal thing.
Well,
for
it's your own, you're only going to do it.
So I was like, oh, I'm not going to force that on you, but it would have been a good setting. Outdoor, you can go off colors.
But this whole thing is the backward hat.
Yeah.
You're distinguishing, John, between like just being backwards versus the snapback thing.
Right.
So the little snappy thing, that bothers you too, huh?
No, I just think it's a weird choice.
It's like DJ
it's
Jazzy
a weird
Jeff
fashion
and
choice.
Love that.
All right, Supercross section. Beto Naran is here. Now, Beto, you're going to do the afternoon show with Cap. Did you work as the number one chair yesterday?
No, Michael was number one. We were just kind of hanging out.
Well, Michael only stayed for an hour.
Three hours.
No. Okay. He stayed the whole show.
Wow.
He had nowhere else to go.
Well, until he got exhausted.
Did his niece's flight get delayed?
No, it was 8 o'clock, and we told Michael, hey, you also got to wait for them to get through customs.
Right.
You can't go anywhere. And he looked at the traffic, so he stayed at least 2.5 hours. It was great. He was just telling stories.
Yeah.
About how Clay doesn't want him to, or Trace doesn't want him to wear his jersey at Dodger.
Yeah, he's the best.
He was awesome. It was story time with Theo Michael.
He also told a great story about being a 13-year-old kid and meeting Muhammad Ali in New York City.
Yeah. Did he send you the picture?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah, the picture's unbelievable. I've tweeted that out a couple of times. It's a picture of Michael. 13-year-old Michael Thompson meeting Muhammad Ali in a hotel.
Yeah.
And the story that he tells about how Muhammad Ali walks up to his family, and this is Michael's words, he says, Muhammad Ali comes up to my family and says, hey, you guys are black. Like he said, he goes,
he was a fancy hotel.
Right. And he said that Muhammad Ali was attracted to them because he's like, we don't see black folks in hotels like these. And so it made this incredible impression on Michael, and the way he told the story yesterday was awesome. So, yeah, we had a lot of story time with Michael yesterday.
Also going to see Bob Marley, just in Portland, him and the rest of the Blazers going to see Bob Marley. So we started doing a lot of, did you ever meet him? Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson was here. This is and that. It's like he's just, Michael's awesome.
All right, so I'm going to send you guys another picture of Michael when he was young.
Oh,
and the buff one?
I want you. No. That one he carries with him all the time.
His wallet.
All right, so I'm going to.
It's his screen share, on his phone.
So I just sent it to you guys. Tell me how many people you can identify in that picture. That is the University of Minnesota 1977 starting five.
All right, there's Michael, Kevin McHale.
Right.
And I'm done.
Nope.
Duffy in that?
No. You know who number 14 is, too, Beto?
No.
Flip Saunders.
Yep.
Who was it?
Flip Saunders.
I didn't get the picture.
I sent it to you.
Well, South County got different service.
Yeah.
Down in the southern part of the county. It's exactly right.
Flip Saunders was his teammate, huh?
Yeah,
was the point guard on that team. And then McHale and Michael were the big men. And back then, you had to win the Big Ten to go to the tournament.
How much do those guys get paid to go to Minnesota?
Well, especially Michael. He was in the Bahamas.
Are you sure one of them's not Bill Duffy? I feel like Bill Duffy.
No. The other one is Ray Williams is the guy in the middle who played for the Knicks. And Osborne Lockhart is the guy.
Oh, that's what I was
going to
say. Osborne Lockhart. Yes. I knew that face. Yes.
That is...
Osborne.
Yeah. Michael has lived a super interesting life. Like, people will walk up to him and just go, Michael Thompson, will go, that guy knows my name.
Yeah.
Like it's he tells great stories.
Yeah, he was also amazing.
Showtime Lakers, and he remembers everything that happened. Like one of the few guys that was sober.
Speaking of Showtime Lakers, are you guys excited about the Legacy show coming out?
I want to ask you about that. Yeah, tell me about this. Ramona, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Is that show a Laker reaction to Winning Time, or was that already in pre-production? Okay, tell me the story here.
So I will have a story about this in much more detail in a week or two whenever I get to it, okay? But I've followed this whenever I get to it. No, the truth is, I'm just a mom coming back from maternity leave. So, let's see when I get to it.
We're going
to
give you
a break. It's going to run for, 8 weeks, so it'll come out during that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this has been – the Lakers were actually way ahead of Winning Time. They've been developing this show since Dr. Buss passed away. This was – Jeannie Buss and Linda Rambis really wanted to do a show about the history of the Lakers after Dr. Buss passed away, this was part of one of the ways she wanted to honor her father. Okay. And so it started off as a show about Dr. Buss, and it just turned into a 10-part series about the history of the Lakers. And they were developing this. So he passed away in 2013. They were developing this mostly for 10 years. Winning Time, the book that it's based on, didn't even come out until, I think, 5 years ago or something. Showtime, right? And so that, I think they went to, it had been at a couple of different networks. And then it switched to Hulu towards the end here. And it actually, it's one of those things, you're a little bit ahead of your time. Like, you have something that's a really good idea that eventually is going to be sold right away and everybody's going to like it. They were a little ahead of their time. So right now there's a lot of sports shows coming out, right? Like, there's My Sterling Affairs, there's The Winning Time, there's...
What is it called?
Your piece?
The Sterling Affairs, the one I did.
No, but when you said My Sterling Affairs, I actually didn't know if that's what the name of the title was, mine, like me,
it's
Ramona.
It's gonna have a different title than Sterling Affairs, also.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. That wasn't up to me, but know, once the network gets, let them say whatever.
That's true.
I get told things.
You just get that check, girl.
I ask a question? And seriously, people would want to know this, and I'm not gonna try and get too deep into your business, but. So you produced that 30 for 30 series on behalf of ESPN.
Yeah.
So is that, they own that, right? You don't own it, or how's that work?
Well, it's kind of like you wouldn't want to make this show without me as a executive producer, because in addition to all the like interviews and things like that, you get to call me and ask like, hey, what was going on? Mm-hmm. Introductions to a lot of people. There's a lot of like, it's like I'm very nicely.
You're the one.
I'm a consultant, but they give me a nice title.
Okay,
nice,
so you
titled
get,
consultant.
And I'm just curious, and I'm sure other people would be as well. So, like, does ESPN, do they say, yeah, that's great, Ramona,
well,
do that?
Yeah, it's good for our podcast,
because
good
Ramona's
for our network.
The one that knows everything.
Yeah, well, also,
they need
FX is owned by Disney.
Oh, there we go.
ESPN.
Okay, got
so
it.
So it's kept in the family.
It's all in the family.
Synergy there.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was actually part of the whole thing.
Multi-platform.
I said to them, I think that.
Did you get a fat check or not?
That's where I'm going, Beto. Yes, that's where I'm going.
I will tell you off air. Yes, I'm.
Are you in a new tax bracket?
No, not from this. Not from this.
Would people
answer,
be like impressed?
The proper answer to that question, Beto, would be not yet.
Not yet. There you go.
Would people hear the dollar figure?
Bergman's call.
They hear what?
Would people hear the dollar figure and go, oh, damn? Or would they go, oh, I'm surprised. That's all. I mean, how would you describe it based on what you know?
This is a super great conversation for me to have on.
It's okay. Nobody's
sorry, man. You don't have to answer.
But
it's just what's fascinating.
Baby Berg is going to Harvard Wesley.
Anything you get for something like this. Yeah, right? Will I buy a new car? Wait, probably.
I'll bail you out, too. I want to know what happened earlier today, because I missed this part of the conversation. I'll bail you out. Somebody tell me what happened with toilet paper earlier today.
I know. I'm going there. Okay.
Oh,
so,
man, I hate this car.
You know what? I got more than enough to buy a bidet.
I got a bunch of
How's that? How's that?
What did you guys do that my Twitter is like blown up that John Ireland is Mr. One Ply? What is going on?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
That's what I need to know.
Tweets are coming at me. Ask John about One Ply, and I'm scared.
Yeah, I didn't know that One Ply versus Two Ply was a thing.
Oh, it's a big thing.
What do you mean not a thing?
It's a huge
thing.
So
if I have a roll of One Ply toilet paper, like really thin toilet paper, I just take 10 sheets and wad it up and turn it into Two Ply. All right. Why wouldn't I do that?
I mean,
okay.
What is the big issue?
No, no big issue. So that was the conversation. Like, hey, one ply versus
Although,
two ply.
Ramona, then
we
stepped it up. It's because of Von Miller.
Oh yeah, Von Miller.
Now we stepped it up, and Ramona starts telling me, "Hey, you got to get a bidet."
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. And
do you have a bidet?
No, I don't have one, but I went to France a couple years ago. Oh,
so here's
let
it,
me change
Momo.
Your life.
Here's
let me change your life,
Ramona.
When you go to Japan. That's next level bidets.
Okay, so here's a tweet from one of our listeners. Life has never been the same.
Yes.
Installed this when I bought my house in Thousand Oaks a couple of years ago. Rivals the massage chair as the greatest purchase I've ever made.
John.
All right.
This from Mason's not stepdad, Leo, who lives with Donna, Mason's mom.
Yeah.
Ramona is right. The toilet seat bidet is wonderful. I had two in my last house and will be installing them in the new one. When I lived in Manhattan Beach, we had a towel warmer installed and it always felt great. Thank you, Leo.
Wow.
Thanks, Leo.
So as far as bidets, you know, my father was here visiting me. This is not long ago. And he's like, yo, you need a bidet. I'm like, well, I don't really want to go get a whole new toilet.
Did he actually say yo? Because that makes it even funnier.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like that, you know? It's just the way I recall it. And so he tells me I need to get a bidet, and I'm like, well, you know, Dad, I don't need to buy a whole new toilet. And he's like, no. He goes, you buy it on Amazon, $30. Or the way he said it, $30. $30.
Okay. Your dad's cheap.
Yeah, and he's cheap. So he went on Amazon, he ordered this bidet, he installed it in my bathroom, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, I know. Listen. Do you want me to? 35. How far right. down into toilet talk are we going to go?
Not
how much do you really want to know?
Not
so
there is no limit.
There is no limit.
I'm like,
he's a one ply guy.
Yeah, if we're talking about
that, John Early buys toilet paper.
Listen,
don't you have people
I don't.
Listen, if you want to talk bidets, the conversation begins and ends with the Toto.
Oh, right? The Toto, amazing.
It begins and ends with the Toto.
Yep.
Not only is this a bidet that has. The water that comes out, you can control the temperature of the water that comes out. Do you like it cold or warm?
What am I looking at here, roughly? What are we talking about?
Yeah.
300.
That's it?
$300.
For this sort of luxury in your life, John Ireland,
this is nothing. And the toilet seat is warm.
Oh, yeah, it's so nice.
And you can control how warm it is.
I am all over this.
Yes, right. I sent you the link, okay?
Momo, you know the worst part of this?
You have all over your house.
I will, after this conversation.
Okay, but Momo, my girlfriend has one in her master bathroom, right?
Does she have a Toto?
She does.
Yeah,
now,
it's classy.
I rarely use the master bedroom bathroom. I always go to a secondary bathroom in the house.
I know, because you don't want to stink up the
room. Correct.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But before bed, I will Toto whether I need it or I don't need it.
Yeah.
I could have just come out of the shower and don't need the Toto. I will Toto.
Okay, listen. The Toto has a remote control.
Yeah, doesn't it?
It's like
on
it's
the
like
wall?
It's like change it. Yeah, you and I mount it on the wall so that you don't lose it or something. You just mount it, and so you control how warm the seat is. Do you want it like a little warm, very warm,
I want sauna warm.
Right. Okay.
Keep that sucker up.
And it also has like you can control how strong the water comes out. Do you want it like?
I want the shower head that they use to clean the elephants.
Got it.
I want that.
Kramer got you.
Yeah,
Kramer got it from the Russians. Yeah.
Right, like
then,
a fireman is showing up.
Right, I want that full power hose.
Say,
right,
then you have to say, okay, did you go number one or number two? It has like
doesn't
one,
matter. I use
one
it every time anyway.
Two.
Well, they've also
do.
Got the front door or the back door.
Yeah, the front door. Then they also have the blow dryer.
Right.
I want. Wait, can I get all the above? I want to clean the front, the back, and use the blow dryer.
So how many games the Raiders going to win this year?
It's true, Ramon. It's like a massage chair that you get
don't
at Brookstone.
Knock it till you try
it's amazing.
It.
Okay.
So Beto,
look at Massachusetts advanced the Little League World Series.
Don't get
all
uncomfortable.
Right.
Listen, I'm on a mission to make people not uncomfortable talking about bidets.
I am not uncomfortable.
Great.
I'm not, all in on this.
So much happier.
I could do an hour on bidets.
Right.
Yeah. All
right.
So will you guys keep one eye on the Field of Dreams game tonight, or do you not care?
I will. I mean, don't care that much, but it's going to be on.
Right.
I mean, it's probably going to be the first and only time I watch the Reds this year.
Yeah. When they played the Dodgers, you watched.
Who's televising it?
Fox. Joe Davis is doing it.
You know what? Here's how bad this 8, is.
8,000 people can go. Those tickets are expensive.
I will be watching, and this is embarrassing. I'm going to admit this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
New York Giants, New England Patriots, first quarter,
right, Cap.
14 to go.
Cap, I'm glad you brought this up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Am I the only one who feels like the NFL is perpetuating a fraud upon the American public?
I agree with you.
Daniel Jones and Mac Jones, not related, are not going to play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them. They're going to charge full ticket prices to the fans.
Yep.
And we're going to see a bunch of guys who aren't even going to be on the Giants and the Patriots when the season starts. Now, Cap, I'm like you. I will watch it just because it's football and it's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, what are we doing here?
No, it's ridiculous.
They're going to cancel these preseason games at some point, don't they?
There needs to be one
preseason
game.
I agree.
Well, the Rams don't have their guys play at all, right?
Zero.
A few. Like, sometimes they'll have, like, the position
battles.
Last
year, I thought none of the starting 22 played in the preseason.
I woke up to this in our group chat. What will have higher ratings? Field of Dreams game? Or tonight's football game?
Football.
Tonight's football.
Oh, the answer, Beto, the answer to this is always football.
Yeah, but wait a second. The football game is on NFL Network, and the baseball game is on Big Fox, right?
Yeah.
Who's the Reds playing tonight, Cap?
Cubs.
Yeah, Cap
did it. Did you know that? Cubs.
I didn't know until right now.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah. Football is the 800-pound gorilla. Yeah. You can have a game between, I'm not making this up, the Jags and the Jets, and you can put it up against Game 7 of the World Series, and the football game will get better ratings. That's how it's always been. Of last year, the top 50 sporting events televised in this country, 47 of them were NFL football games.
Yeah.
And then one of the other three that wasn't was the college football national championship.
Mm-hmm.
So I it's
and what
one
was
those,
the other two, like Love Island?
No, Masters and I want to say
Below Deck.
There was one other thing like Kentucky. Hey, do not mock.
I love
Below
that
Deck.
Show. Below Deck Zero? Whatever it's called.
Well, Below Deck Zero is no comparison to the Real Housewives of Dubai, Beto. You got to get in.
Oh, really? Real Housewives of Dubai?
Oh, yeah. And they are just, these girls are all super hot. They're loaded with money. Bergman needs to date half that cast.
What channel is that on?
All Bravo. These shows Come are on Bravo, Cap.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Bravo is
a beautiful network.
Yeah, ask Rachel. I guarantee you she watches Bravo. All women
watch
Rachel Bravo.
Rachel's pretty highbrow. She's not watching this.
She don't watch anything. That's kind of the issue. We don't watch anything.
Yeah, she watches Cap's phone.
I no longer record anything on ABC, NBC, CBS, or Fox, except sports.
Yeah.
Because you can also get it on the DVR, the on-demand.
Yeah, but I don't even go back and do that. That's one of those deals. All right, so you guys got a lot to talk about.
We
and
do?
Well, you'll be up.
Yeah, really?
You'll be up.
Where's Michael at?
No, you'll be up head-to-head against the Field of Dreams game and against the Giants.
And the League World Series.
And the Patriots. All right, Beto and Cap coming up next. Momo and I back tomorrow, ESPN LA.